A day after the Dodgers won in 12 innings 2-1 over Milwaukee, both teams looking fresh and loose. Rich Hill starting for the Dodgers. He's in a 2-2 game, bottom of the third. He faces Jesus Aguilar of Milwaukee.
Well, the Brewers suggested 2 runs. Could have been worse. Well, it gets worse right now. There's a hanging breaking ball, and Aguilar did not miss this one. He hits it into the second deck in left field. And for Aguilar, his 5th home run. Welcome to the dance. Bases loaded, 1 out. Comes on with an earned run average of 0.81. But he's in a lot of trouble. Here's the pitch. Fly ball. Right field hit well. Going back. Quick. It is a grand slam home run by the mayor of Ding Dong City, Travis Shaw.
Perez with a fly ball to left, and they're going crazy in Milwaukee.
Couple of walks in the ninth that are starting to hurt the Brewers.
To center field, Robson's going back, way back, and it's a grand slam home run! Chris Taylor, the Dodgers are back from the dead and lead it 10-8. Into center, and a Taylor-made come-from-behind win for the Dodgers. Chris Taylor, a grand slam in the ninth. Dodgers score 5 in the top half. Kenley Jansen records the save. The Dodgers come from behind and beat the Brewers 10-8.
The Dodgers have taken the first 2 games of their series in Milwaukee. Saturday's final is 10-8. The Dodgers batted around in the ninth inning, scoring 5 runs to pick up the win, making a winner out of Brandon Morrow. He's 2-0, throwing a scoreless 8th inning. The Brewers lost starting pitcher Matt Garza after 4 with a chest contusion. The game lasted 4 hours and 7 minutes. Chris Taylor had the big blow in the top of the ninth inning with his 7th home run, part of a 5-run ninth inning, being his 2nd grand slam of the season. Here's Taylor on another successful day at the plate.
You know, I knew he had a good cutter, so I was just trying to see it over the middle and not chase anything away. And then, you know, it just extended the at-bat, and then he left one right there and put a good swing on it, got it up in the air. So.
Miller Park, many have said, is a lot like Chase Field, where you hit your first grand slam. Is the batter eye here pretty much the same, and did it feel at all similar as far as that is concerned?
Yeah, you know, it's definitely a good park to hit at. Indoors, you know, ball carry is pretty true, and then dark batter's eye, you see it pretty well.
You know, the probability of that happening, Chris, I don't know the statistics on it, but you guys are down, naturally, your final 2 outs in the game. They had hit the grand slam to put what seemingly was like put you guys away. Just speak to the ability to come back. You guys now have 16 come-from-behind wins this year.
Yeah, this team's got a lot of fight in it. You know, from top to the bottom, there's no easy outs, and, you know, we got a lot of grinders. We just try to grind through ABs and extend them, and you know, we've had a few wins like this, which is nice.
You were explaining it as best you could on the way over here. Can you describe, for those that will never be able to have that opportunity, what that feels like to be able to hit a grand slam to effectively win a game?
It feels awesome. Yeah, I wish I could explain it, but I kind of blacked out. It all happened really fast. So.
Congratulations. Thanks so much for your time.
All right, thank you.
Sunday, Kenta Maeda starts for the Dodgers against Zach Davies of the Brewers in the series finale.